Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Man, what a finish last night, huh?
Yeah.
What a finish, Figgy.
Yeah, did you see it?
Ooh, man. Well, I saw it. But here's my confession.
Mm-hmm.
So every Thursday, go to my oldest son's house, and he cooks a delicious dinner. He's a fantastic cook. We've talked about that. So watching the game, got close all of a sudden. Got real interesting there at the end.
Yeah.
I'm all in. I'm like, is this going to happen again? Well, then my granddaughter.
Oh, he blaming this on the baby.
Yeah.
Look, unbelievable.
Dude.
Have some shame.
And I got questions, too.
Dude,
man.
She snuggled up right
next to me. Have some shame.
She put her head on my shoulder.
Unbelievable.
And she said, well, I'm not going to say what show, but she wanted me to watch something with her.
You afraid of the show?
No, you're going to hear it. So she asked very nicely. So, of course, I agreed. I mean, it's my granddaughter. She had her head on my shoulder, and she was snuggled up nicely to me. So while Tyrese Halliburton was doing it again, I missed it. This is what I was watching.
Do this, and a bus will come out. A bus! Good job! Can you say beep, beep? Say beep, beep, and maybe the bus will beep. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. The bus beeped.
So
that's some good television.
Let's sing the wheels on the bus together.
And then we sang.
The wheels on the bus?
Of course. I was doing the hand gestures and everything.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
I just want to see how long he wants to do this.
I can do the whole song.
Oh, okay.
I got it by heart.
All right, yeah.
As a brag about a nursery rhyme. It's hilarious.
Because I forgot it, and now I'm reminded.
Oh, okay, very good.
I can go all the way.
I know this song by heart.
I can go all the way to my
I know album. All the lyrics on this one.
Hey, I know your karaoke song coming up.
I can go 10.
Itsy Bitsy Spider, bro. I know all the words to that one, dog.
All the words.
I got him, man.
I can go all the way to Mama on the bus. I can go to Daddy on the bus. I can go to Driver
on the bus. Don't even get me started with Baby Shark, dog. I got that one. All the way down.
So here's the thing. The confession is,
how dare you blame your child?
I actually,
or your grandchild.
I actually missed. I mean, obviously, I circled back, but I actually missed the final shot, and I think I would do it again.
Look at this guy being a good grandfather. What a dork.
But my thing is, I feel like you're the grandfather because you're heavy in the sports, right?
Yeah, I think.
I feel like at that moment you would have been like, man, baby, wait. Watch this.
No, she likes it. Like, she always says, watch basketball?
At that point, when the game is that close, you be like, hold on, wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Hey, you got to watch this one.
Yeah, most of us been like, give me 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And we will watch this after.
I feel like that's law, man. You setting the standard for, because you don't want her doing that when there's a Houston Texans game going on.
It's right
on.
Here.
No.
It's right here. You got, she got her around him,
yeah,
his finger.
You
got
to be too late. You got to be like sports first.
Yeah, Reggie's right, though. I mean, that's what it is. Like, she'll watch basketball, but she doesn't get the concept of, like, a last-second shot. Oh, they made a 15-point comeback, all that stuff.
You're supposed to teach her that.
I will.
He said eventually.
And
he
also,
ain't about to teach
and
her
also I know for a fact. The vast majority of parents out there listening, 713-572-4610, can speak to the power of Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel is a monster. She's how many followers does she have? You have the YouTube in front of you?
I don't. It's a lot.
It's millions.
Nah, it's a lot,
it's
man.
Millions that Miss Rachel has.
Like, if she decided to, like, you know, have some level of coup or what have you, the army of children would be unbelievable.
It would be 15.1 million subscribers on her YouTube channel. So when granddaughter asks, you watch it.
Would you let your daughter watch Pee Wee Herman?
My granddaughter?
Granddaughter. I
wouldn't pick it.
I just thought about it because I think he got a documentary.
Oh, yeah, he
does.
That
just popped up on HBO Max.
Somebody said Miss Rachel is the worst. Yes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you don't like Miss Rachel?
No, I love Miss Rachel for what she can do, and she keeps these kids educated and at a very early age and all this other stuff.
But you're like, compared to what you want to put on a TV.
Oh, one is more than enough to watch. Not 17. not 17.
I'll be happy that's not Cocomelon. Cocomelon might be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Watch Miss Rachel. Go home tonight and watch Miss Rachel.
That's also a great point from the 832. It was almost 10:30. What time is she supposed to be in bed?
Exactly. It was 10:08.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. She's like, Miss Rachel? No, you're supposed to be asleep.
No, it was
basketball and go to sleep.
I would have been like, it's basketball time.
No, it was a solid question. She had already taken her bath and her pajamas, and that's part of the reason she did that. I was brushing her hair. I always brush her hair on Thursdays, et cetera. But she had slept late or whatever, took a long nap, whatever it was. No, that's a valid question, but it was 10:08.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she went to bed.
From the 281, I'll be the one to tell you, good job, John. That's how you be a good granddad. These dudes don't have kids. I said that he was being a good granddad. I was just making fun of him.
I was just saying sports come first in my house. If I have kids,
maybe not your house.
That's a religion, man. I don't know what state y'all stay in, but sports is a religion
what
here.
What states y'all stay in?
Yeah, I thought Texas was a state of sports.
Faith, family, like football, religion. Baby. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Not faith, family, and Miss Rachel.
Okay, I say again, Miss Rachel.
Lopez is about to miss a bunch of games this year, man, because his granddaughter want to watch Miss Rachel.
She's going to have him around, wrapped around.
He's going to miss a bunch of good games, man. Disappointed, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So last night, I think I saw the greatest thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
I think I did.
The greatest.
The greatest thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
And it wasn't Tyrese Halliburton hitting that shot, or really even the Pacers all together finding a way to come back in that game. It is the innovation of a lifetime.
And that is?
And it is, I saw this man on a video eating himself a burrito. And he wanted to add a little bit of sauce to his burrito. So he took out a spray bottle filled with hot sauce and sprayed it onto his burrito. And I was like, this man is a genius.
Because it covers the whole.
Give him a Nobel Award.
I never thought about that. Damn, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the most brilliant advances in technology are the ones that you're like, it's so simple. Mm-hmm. And yet it's, I would have never gotten there.
Yeah.
I would have never thought, take the hot sauce and put in a spray bottle because you get a, you get just enough for the flavor without having too much. It's not dripping all over stuff. It's not soaking
things
up.
Just one part.
Exactly. Yeah. Just all covers it. I was like, this man is a genius. And I whatever governing or sanctioning body on food technology advancement, they need to find this man and give him the appropriate award, probably some grants, something to
some
that effect.
Grants,
I don't know, right? I don't know. Is he going to be a part of the MacArthur grant? Can we call him a genius? this guy did something so special that is going to change my life and I imagine the life of our listeners all the way across the world.
The sauce to whatever, in this case, burrito ratio or tacos, that's like the most key thing of the whole experience. Like how you do the ratio.
Yes.
To spray it. I'm not going to argue. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Although, literally a friend of mine, as we were talking about this last night, because yes, I did start proselytizing and teaching other people about the ways of the spray bottle hot sauce, was like, man, that'd be terrible in your eyes. And I was like, yeah, you mean pepper spray? I was like, how did we not get there? But apparently Brandon on the YouTube said he saw someone use pepper spray on their food to see if it worked, and then it cleared the whole room.
Oh, God.
Cleared the whole room. And
Lord,
that's
have mercy.
Use that pepper spray improperly. It'll mess with you.
Hey, just warm up some fish in the microwave at work, man. If you want to clear out everybody, don't do that.
Yeah, but the fish won't have your eyes watering. That's the problem there. But yes, put your hot sauce in a spray bottle, baby. We are in the year of our Lord 2025.
Yeah. And that texter said, Miss Rachel is the worst, said, we responded again. I only know that because I've watched almost every episode.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So I love good nicknames. So I'm totally fine with, especially NBA players, just athletes with a good nickname, especially when it comes on social media, where people on social media just give somebody a nickname. However, I'm a little uncomfortable with the nickname they given Tyler Haliburton. So they calling this dude, and they keep photoshopping his face on. Haliban.
Yeah.
I keep seeing Haliban strikes again. I don't know how I feel about this one. I'm very uncomfortable with that nickname, man.
If I can interject a slight a confession within your confession, kind of looks like the Photoshop.
What is wrong with you?
Look at that picture, Figgy.
I saw the picture.
Dang close.
I see the picture. So the picture they're photoshopping Tyrese Haliburton on is Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
And so they keep saying every time, you know, he's been coming up clutch all postseason, and they keep saying the Haliban strikes again. It's a line.
Oh, for sure.
I think that's crossing the line a little too much, man. And I love some dark humor on social media, but I don't know if I can roll with the Haliban.
You're not wrong. All I said is an observation. Look at the picture. Look at the picture. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yes, people are good at Photoshop, Lopez. I feel like that's the part that I will agree with, but I'm not. Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable to the point where, like, I might see it. And I might chuckle, maybe. Mm-hmm. More, you won't find me.
Would you repost it?
I will not be trafficking.
I didn't repost anything. Yeah. There's a question about that.
Yeah. And it was even worse, even with the last season against the Knicks.
Yeah.
So they was throwing all the 9/11 stuff in there. So I was just like, man, this is very uncomfortable, man. If I was Tyrese, I would be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, yo, don't put me in the same sentence as that dude, man.
Yeah, that's not where you want to be. Yeah. But he did do it again. I just don't want to say that it was that thing. Mm-hmm. But,
Haliban strikes again.
He's very clutch. He is very, very clutch. All right. There you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciation to the Men's Clinic for bringing us that. Somebody said, man, I thought it was a crossover with Caliban from the X-Men. I keep thinking that, because maybe that'll make it feel a little
better. I would have thought that too, but they showed the picture of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
A Photoshop with Tyrese.
So. You gotta do whatever you gotta do to try and make some things shake if you need to. But that was wild. But coming up next in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk a little bit about a former Texan here. His name is DeAndre Hopkins, and he does not necessarily believe that he has the resume to make it into this particular honor. Do you think that he is right? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.